Did you get your back blown out to CLB this weekend or what?
Yeah, dude. Dude, there's no better music.
Yeah.
To get your cheeks clapped.
Yeah, to get pegged.
Than that album.
Yeah, that's what happened when the Drake album released. Boyfriends worldwide were woken up and girlfriends had the double vinyl LP laid out on a bed of rose petals with a strap on next to it. And then every boyfriend's like, is tonight the night? She's like, yes, babe.
Happy drop day.
Happy CLB day.
And then this is what ensued.
I got you.
Thank you. Oh, yeah! No.
It wasn't that one. It wasn't that one. You're right. It was, no, it wasn't.
It was this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone that has ever complained about moaning on the podcast.
Yeah, this is your worst nightmare.
Just got a dose of real moaning.
And that wasn't even the pegging part. That was just putting the little heart in the hairline. That's the pegging part.
That's the pegging part. Why are these even on here? You sick fucks.
Happy CLB
they were
day.
Built into the Stream Deck, so.
Sure, they were built into the Stream Deck. Sure,
I can prove it to you. They're in the dude. Soundboard like library.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, it's the CLB library.
What's up, guys? This is the CMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinydk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Did you actually listen to it though?
Yeah. Donda, I felt, healed me.
And Donda then, was amazing. I actually gave it a real shot and I loved it. Go ahead. What
some,
were you
gonna say? Some people were like, oh, this reminds me of like corny Christian music I grew up to. I can see that, but.
What, CLB?
No. Yeah. Yeah, I'm Too Sexy.
What kind of church did you go to?
I'm Too Sexy is a classic youth pastor track.
Oh, that song was called You're Too Sexy.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, from pastors to children.
Oh, right, yeah. You're too sexy for my robe, too sexy for this booth, too sexy for the truth, I don't know.
Nice.
Something like that.
I like that.
Yeah, no, Donda I felt was like a healing experience. People said it was mid.
How?
I think maybe it's just like too long and too, I don't know. I think people just wanted an opinion, you know? Like, that's not an album that you just put on and listen to as homework and then have an opinion. Like, you have to like hear that at the right time, you know? I didn't listen to it. I waited to listen to it until like 1 a.m. on a random Friday night, or like, it wasn't even Friday night. It was like during the week. And then I got stuck on, when did it come out? Last Thursday?
Which?
Donda. Was it last Thursday?
Last Sunday.
I can't even remember.
Sunday morning.
Yeah. So it was
peak music time.
That's right. Yeah.
He knows when to drop, man. People love listening to music on Sunday morning.
You can listen to Hurricane at 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. But that's probably the only song.
You can listen to Jail.
You can listen to Hurricane actually in any sort of occasion.
Yeah. 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 I got stuck on that at like 1 a.m. in the living room. I just kept looping it.
And Lena's really?
Like, can we go on to the next song? I'm like, no. We're staying here. I'm just standing in the living room, half naked, just.
This was me on Sunday morning, listening to Hurricane like this. Kelsey said, babe, can we go to the shit? say right here? What does it say? Read it.
Listen to this part. Don't let me drown.
What does it say?
I know you won't.
What does it say? Currently happening? Shh.
Yeah.
It's my favorite part.
Don't let me down.
Yeah. That was me.
Yeah, and then CLB came out on Thursday. Yeah, typical. This is a little slutty time to drop.
Yeah.
I know. There's like, I think people were so angry because I think boyfriends worldwide were angry as hell because the album was just like more Drake and they're just tired of it. They've been listening to Drake for years. Mm-hmm. They've been getting punished by their significant other for years. There's probably people that got together during like his second album and now they're still together on this album and they're like, Drake, can you fucking make something else? I'm going crazy.
Right.
So I think that was a lot of the frustration, is a lot of men weeping. It's like Drake grief. Like, they're just grieving that this is going to be the playlist in the car and if they work out together.
But you don't think that, because I would say the guys are equally as into it. Oh, I would say guys were more into this album.
Yeah, I just mean all the rap nerds that were on like Twitter complaining and shit.
Right.
You know. Actually, no, they don't have girlfriends. Those guys are gonna fuck it up for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Girls are gonna put that on and they're gonna be like, you know, Drake just doesn't take any risks. She's gonna be like, right. So you're not into pegging, or but you know, I agree with you. I think dudes are into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like it?
CLB?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Oh.
There was like two songs.
Okay.
I liked on it.
What songs did you like?
I don't know. I didn't like it enough to look at the fucking title.
Got it.
No, I mean, I put the whole thing on in the car and then a couple of songs I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I was expecting. I didn't realize it was gonna be, I mean, maybe I should have guessed that it was going to be like an entire album of like ballads almost.
Yeah, sex music, basically.
It's just like sex music. Mm-hmm. I should have figured it was with the cover and the title.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I thought it was just going to be an album of bangers, and I was wrong. And instead, I got banged to it.
Yeah, yeah. That's an album you suck dick to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I listened to part of it the night it dropped, and then I wanted to listen to it again the next day in the car. And I'm trying, my production assistant, and I put on like the first song. I'm like, all right, man. And I just hold out my hand. Like, he's got to hold my hand now. And then we're just dying laughing at dudes driving a CLB, like holding their hands beneath the window.
Monkey style?
Yeah. Yeah. On the center console.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's dope. Squeezing his hand to
yeah,
the beat.
Yeah. Oh, 260 for ow, stop. Too hard. Sorry.
Your hands are so clammy.
Why are you sweating, so dude? Why are you sweating, man? Are you gay? Why are your hands sweating while you hold my hand, dude? Don't be gay. Yeah, I mean, there were some songs on there. I'm trying to remember which ones I liked. He can write his ass off. I you know, I sort of like the Kanye beef element. I think they're just trying to ham that up.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
But I do like it.
Yeah.
I love make drama.
Yeah.
A little tea between A-list celebs like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun because it's never direct, you know?
No. Oh, and then.
Oh, we do have
some cringe lyrics.
A presentation of the cringiest lyrics.
I don't know why people are so mad about the I'm a lesbian girl, me too.
I thought it was kind of dope.
Were you tucking your hair back?
Yeah. I was like, girl, me too.
girl, you and then you're me, girl, me too.
I was like,
yeah.
So am I.
Yeah. You see the look I'm going for. All right, let's see what lyrics people are mad about. No, that's old Drake.
And the dirt that they threw on my name turned to soil, and I grew up out it. Okay,
is that corny?
That's not that bad.
Nah. And also on "Girl, I'm a I'm a lesbian girl, me too." It's like all the dudes mad about that line. That line isn't even for you.
Yeah. Right. Wait. Why were guys mad about that line?
That's like if you went on like the subreddit, like the Hip Hop Head subreddit, so many comments like, did Drake really just do this? Are you fucking kidding me, bro? This is so corny. It's like, it's not
ruin my Thursday.
Yeah. That's like being mad about like Olivia Rodrigo music. Like, that shit ain't for you, man. That song.
We were pretty pissed about the Paramore thing.
I mean, that's different. that's thievery. You know? I'm not like, bitch. I'm not mad at like what she's writing about.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Like, yeah. And she's like, what did she even say? Like, where's my fucking teenage dream?
Yeah.
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 You know?
Or like, if she wrote a song about like, you know, liking indie dudes that dress like chimney cleaners.
Right.
And I'm like, oh man, this is so fucking corny.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's not for me.
Right.
You know? Like that line to me was like Jax, you know, with a best friend and like the threesome song.
I'm forgetting
the
song.
But I was like, that's what that's for.
Yeah.
You know? It's, I'm picturing like all these nerds online be like, this line is so corny, and then it cuts to a Drake concert and it's just all women singing that song. And he's like, I don't give a fuck. You're just gonna be the one dude in the crowd like, this line is goofy, dude. You cheese ball. Whatever. All right, this one. Yeah. Talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one.
This line bangs.
Say that you a lesbian girl, me too. Okay. Next.
What's next? Say you belong to the streets, but the streets belong to me.
Yeah, that one. I heard that one. I was a little bit like, oh. Really?
I mean, but yeah, really. I mean, this dude lives in an embassy.
Yeah, that's true. That's
like, I'm just saying, he says all this crazy stuff, and to us, it's corny, but we... I feel like that's how regular everyone is compared to him. Like, he can say this shit and, like, he feels like it's real.
Right.
That's how, like, popping he is.
Right.
We can't relate to that at all.
Yeah.
Streets don't belong to you, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, watch. He just goes outside. You know what I mean? I don't know.
No, that's true. That is a good point.
But, yeah, it is pretty fucking corny.
Next. Why they always act like we can fix it with a meeting. All that linking up, man. I'ma see you when I see ya.
Yeah, that's a little. I just feel like there's no punchline there. You're like, yeah, they do act like that.
It's just about how much Zoom meetings suck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it is.
If anything, people should relate to this from the hardest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fucking 9-to-5ers should be like, yes.
That's gonna be a TikTok in 2 weeks.
What?
It'll be like the song playing, like, Zoom meetings, and then this line will come on and be like, why do they always act like, man, I'm gonna see you when I see you. Yeah,
hell yeah.
And record.
Hell yeah.
The LinkedIn community is gonna go crazy on this.
Oh yeah.
All right, what else we got? Standing on your own is when you realize when all the lights go out, that's when you see the real. Okay, what? Hold on. Oh, it is CLB.
I don't understand this one.
Maybe it's like when like the spotlight's off you, you see who your real friends are type thing. Yeah.
The next line was realize.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Oh, see in that way. Yeah. That is pretty cheesy. I thought that second line was about like people jerking each other off or something. I don't know. On paper, it's like, it's hard to interpret, man.
when the lights go out and all you hear is...
Yeah.
hear this.
Babe, do you like your strap on? I can't believe you got my name on it. This is kind of like reading someone's stand-up. Like, it's just not the same at all.
It's true.
It's just not the same.
That'd be funny if people posted, you know, like the stand-up quote pictures where it's them on stage and then it's a quote?
Yeah.
They should do that with Drake.
Then
we should make those.
Then people just confuse it for like entrepreneurial accounts and shit. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, what? Did Drake start like a business or something?
This is all over like alpha men's Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
You know?
Real
men. Alpha.
Real men, no sigmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's just this. Yeah. And dudes are like, yo, plus 100, plus 100 or whatever, plus one.
What do you mean?
100 like dudes in the comments, like just agreeing with it. Like,
oh yeah, yeah,
dude,
yeah.
This is,
yeah, yeah.
And no one really understands it.
Standing on your own is when you realize, man.
Dude, that's so true, man. Whenever the lights go out.
I hate when the lights go out and there's no real guys.
When you see real guys. There's no real guys.
There's no real guys.
All right, next.
I don't even see that. That's that line is so ambiguous. I don't even know what I just said right there.
Yeah.
See, this is Drake's plan.
Loyalty is priceless, and it's all I need. Can't burn a bridge just to light my way.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, this is kind of Hallmarky. You could def put that on like a sunset.
Yeah.
Image.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else we got? Then that's it.
And that's the end.
Damn. Love that corporate PowerPoint.
Yeah, that's great. And this is why I think CLB is the best album of 2021. Thank you for watching my presentation.
Yeah, I get that it was a template, but that looked pretty finance. I could have sworn a graph was coming up next. Just starting your finance project with, when the lights go out, that's when you see the real guys. Let's take a look at these earnings.
I'm picturing like a graph, you know, kind of like a bar graph or something like that. And it's sexiest times to release music. And Sunday morning,
yeah,
very low.
Yeah.
Thursday night,
extremely high.
Yes. Extremely peggable. Most peggable times to release music.
Oh, man. Hold on, I just thought of a really awful bar.
What is it?
Wait a second.
All right, we can start the episode now.
I got my line ready.
Finished. I'm caffeinated.
You would have sworn I was married with children the way I Peggy Bundy's. Yep. Pegging. Buns. Peggy Bundy. You never watched?
Who's Peggy Bundy?
Oh, you're
is that Ted Bundy's wife?
Yeah. No, not no. Fucking, you never saw Married with Children, huh?
No.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like it's an old show. You know Peggy Bundy, man?
No, who is that?
Oh, bruh.
She's kind of a baddie.
Here we go. We'll give it 2 weeks. Cody's gonna come to this. He's gonna come to the ship and be like, damn, Married with Children is a good ass show.
That shit bangs, actually.
Whatever. All my Midwesterners will hear that shit and go, oh, and throw up because that was awful. Bar. Yeah, it was so bad.
I was too busy watching the D'Amelio show this week, so I couldn't tune in to anything else.
Now, did you dye your hair black for the show, like
to celebrate?
Yeah, or like, you know, it was like one of those things where, you know, like when Game of Thrones would happen and people would put on like, you know, like old laundry with a shield and be like, ooh, yeah. Game of Thrones. Yeah. Like, was it like that? Did you dye your hair?
Yeah, it was a pretty anticipated premiere for sure.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of people. I actually didn't watch it, so I don't know. I can't really comment on whether or not it's good, but here, play this clip real fast.
I mean,
no, pause it. Music. I'm guessing we might get copyrighted for that one. Who knows? It's crazy that they have a show on Hulu.
Hot take, it's going to work.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
The average person doesn't consume TikTok. Like, you know, I know everyone listening is extremely online.
Right.
You're chronically online,
mm-hmm.
But most of the world is not. So they just kind of know her as like some popular girl from the internet, and then they'll go on Hulu and she's like, oh, I guess she has her own show, and they'll just start watching, and then they're gonna fall in love with other aspects, like, oh, their family's so cute, and oh, it's so crazy to watch her grow up, and I think it's gonna work.
Yeah, I mean, I guess people watch family vlogs and get obsessed with them, and those are so boring.
Yeah,
nothing happens.
Mm-hmm. Now with a little bit of drama.
Ooh, yeah, I guess.
Ooh,
I was listening to Tim Dillon talk about it, and he was just like, there's nothing that you want to see behind the scenes of TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, nothing happens.
Yeah.
You know, you don't watch a TikTok and you're like, wait, well, how do they do this? What went through their mind right before they did this, you know?
No, that's what I
And he was like, I was watching an old episode of The Kardashians. And he's like, in one episode, the mom was their manager. I had no idea. Kris Jenner, managed.
Oh, bro.
That's why they called her momager. And now I'm piecing it all together now. But like, that's insane. And one episode, she basically was like, Kim was like shopping around, like talking to different people. And her sisters were like snitching on her to the mom.
Mm-hmm.
That she was trying to find a new manager. It's like, that's some fucking drama.
Yeah. That's real shit. And, you know, Kris Jenner, I mean, she's really good at what she does. I mean, she got Moderna and Pfizer popping.
What?
Oh, she manages everything, dude. Anything that you want, like, that's popular, Kris Jenner. That's why AstraZeneca? Yeah.
Really?
That's why AstraZeneca hit the shitter, because she was managing AstraZeneca first, and then Big Pharma was like, whoever made it was like, I think we're going to go with someone else. Kris Jenner's like, this is a fucking mistake.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, you know, we're good.
They're still big in Europe, though.
Yeah, but.
So she's playing that card.
Yeah, but she doesn't manage overseas talent, so I'm joking.
Yeah, no, I got it.
But that's why, you know, that's how she got everyone to do free brand deals for Moderna and Pfizer. They didn't even know it. Everyone's promoting it after they got their shot. Oh, yeah, that's all.
So she's a mastermind.
Absolute mastermind.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. The D'Amelios don't have that.
Yeah, there's no, like, real drama besides, what was it, the clip of Dixie crying? I saw that on TikTok.
I didn't see that.
She's, like crying her eyes out because someone told her to kill herself online or something like that. And like the TikTok was like, yeah, I also feel bad for her. Like, I want to cry when I'm watching this.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Just play Call of Duty, man.
What?
Play Call of Duty.
Yeah.
There's so many ways to like, you know, callous your mental appetite
right.
for the way people talk to you.
Right.
You know, you can tell that to them back.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Dixie D'Amelio responded to that person and be like, you first? Kill yourself, you first.
Yeah, but she can't do that.
But can she?
No, maybe
she can't. She can't. That is pretty messed up. I just thought of her dad. Every time they're filming him, what's her dad's name?
I don't know. Bruce.
Yeah,
Bruce D'Amelio.
Bruce D'Amelio. That's what we call him.
Yeah, Bruce.
Every time they film him, he's just like wildly paranoid of proving that he's not spending their money. Bruce, what are you doing? I wasn't.
College fund. It's going to, I'm building their college fund.
We didn't ask.
I just finished transferring some money to their college fund. This is the third episode in a row you've contributed to their college fund.
I know. You just got
to
make it.
Well, they're going to go to college.
At some point,
and I'm going to pay for it. Well, they're paying for it. It's their money.
Pulls up in a brand new Lamborghini. Boom, Bruce, it's for college.
How are they gonna get to college?
Okay, I'm just making sure it's good. I'm not gonna drive it. I'm not. It's like a 10-year-old fucking with his parents' shit. trying to get them into brand deals for like way more money.
they go to Mastro's to eat, and at the end of the meal he goes, I just want to thank Dixie and Charlie for dinner. Yeah. Thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
Just want to let you all know how much I appreciate what you do for us.
You know, you didn't have to pay for this dinner, but I'm really glad you did. They're like, Dad, we didn't. What do you mean? I don't even know the PIN number to my bank account.
Bruce, do we have a second address? It's a college house. It's a house for them to think about college.
Dad, I'd like to buy a new pair of shoes.
Yeah,
of totally. Course. The cameras are on. You can buy whatever you want. You don't have to. It's not me. Go ahead. If you want my opinion on the shoes, then I'm there for you. Fashion-wise, you know. Camera turns off. Here's $15. Yeah. Go to Payless.
No, he lets him get the dope ass shoes, but he's also in Gucci.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in like his regular ass dad clothes and like those fucking like, you know, those Velcro strapped super bedazzled shoes. He's like, "What?" What? She said I look good in them. My daughter can't buy me a pair of shoes.
What, dad can't look cool too?
Well,
come on.
Oh, that's you know that's ageist.
Yeah.
You know that's ageism. Mm-hmm.
It's just like I picture like Dixie in line. You know, she's got like maybe a bag or something like that. And the camera like pulls focus on the dad behind him. He's got like 16 shirts, yeah. 4 blazers, 3 pairs of shoes. What? What? Oh, I can't do a little shopping too?
My daughter can't buy me some clothes. These are for her graduation ceremony.
Yeah, I'm gonna, when she graduates from college.
I'm going to need options.
I just want to thank Dixie and Charlie for taking us shopping today. Thank you, guys.
You have to do 5 TikToks today, by the way, girls.
Yeah.
I've signed you up for 14 brand deals. 2 brand deals per TikTok, okay? And we had a little bonus. Dog, I bet you they could charge mid-rolls on TikToks. It could be a minute-long dance and like 20 seconds in. Hi, I just want to take a break to thank, you know, whoever. It goes back to the next 20 seconds. And then, hi, guys. Before we get to the end of this dance, we just want to give a quick thanks to
Casper Mattresses.
Yeah. And then they do 19 seconds, and right before they hit the fucking like penultimate, like whoa or some shit, one more read for the go.
What would be the funniest companies that they could promote?
Blue Chew.
No.
You asked.
No, dude.
Hi, guys. I'm Charlie, and I'm here to
stop, dude. No.
Oh, what? Dad can't have a little fun?
Hi, I'm Bruce, and I'm here for that. It's fucking Bruce.
Hey, guys.
Bruce D'Amelio here. Here to say that my favorite whiskey is Howlerhead whiskey.
Hey, I just want to take a second to interrupt my daughter's really cool dance and say thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring this TikTok. You know, Mrs. D'Amelio loves it when I take the Blue Chew. Oh, man. Dick harder than raw pasta, let me tell you. Store-bought pasta, you know. Only difference is mine doesn't break.
Holy oh, what, dad can't have a little sex? Huh?
Yeah, dude. It's like Dixie, she's about to do a little dance, and then, hey, guys, sorry to interrupt. Just want to take a moment to say thank you, horny goat weed. It's like gas station pills and absolute degenerate shit. You, all you do is take a mouthful of this stuff and watch this thing rise.
Are you trying to lose a couple pounds? What was that fucking weight loss shit that...
Fit Tummy Tea?
No, it wasn't Fit Tummy. The old one that like... what was her name? That model? Remember that? That
or something? Damn. That model?
Kind of like Paris Hilton-esque. Ashley something?
Regis Philbin.
No.
Sorry. No, he's dead.
She Slim Fast, was that it?
Yeah, maybe.
Was that the weight loss product? I don't know. It Johnny was like Carson. Basically meth.
Sorry, I was just trying to think of the model. Johnny Carson?
Paul Walker?
Oh, damn. Don't talk about Paul, dude.
Oh, yo, by the way, speaking of that, I hung out with Vinny like all weekend.
Oh, where?
At my place.
He was just there?
Yeah, he came over. He was like friend of a friend. She was like, I'm bringing my friends over. I was like, okay, cool. And he shows up and I'm like, what the fuck? And then he showed up again the next night.
Weird.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Oh, yeah, Vinny's the best.
Yeah,
I love
shout out
him.
To Vinny.
Vinny Bennett, man.
Yeah, him and his, like, I don't know. She was friends with, like, multiple actors. They're just, like, too cool, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, Vinny's cool as shit. He doesn't have to say much. He's just a cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love how Vinny could just vibe in the corner. He's just there.
Yeah, it was fun.
Anyway.
Anyways.
What the hell are we talking about?
Bruce D'Amelio.
No, the model, Slim Fast.
Were you Googling it just now? It was like late 90s, maybe. Ashley Madison? No, that's the cheating website.
Yeah.
Ashley. Oh, that's yeah, no, that don't website. Work.
Ashley's. Nicole Aniston?
What? Jennifer Aniston?
No.
Are you thinking of
she was always promoting that weight loss product.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm just tripping. I'm gonna find it after.
I'll keep looking. If I find it, I'll let you know.
Okay. Anyways, I don't even know why I said that. So yeah, what else is up?
Just hanging out with Bruce this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Bruce. We're actually talking about the show. Yeah. I'm excited for him, man.
It's a huge break for him. Or, I mean, his daughters.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Dude's caking for his daughters.
For his daughter. His daughters are caking.
Yeah, he's helping them cake up. Yeah. Yeah. Def. In a monetary way, not in another way.
Yeah, we've never been able to use the bank accounts. We don't have access to them at all.
Because, you know, they spend it all on shoes and notebooks. You know how girls are, right?
And when they go to college, they can get the rest.
Then they can get it.
Now I want to watch the show. Yeah. Become a stan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to watch one episode and be like, all right, what's going on here? What is actually happening here? And then, you know, do some research and see if we love it. Stop being haters.
Yeah, we're not being haters.
I'm joking. Little sarcasm.
Okay, fair.
Because, you know.
Because of the two episodes ago?
Yeah.
Man, we got so many comments of people being like, you guys are just boomers. Haters. This whole episode was just hating.
Not really.
I don't think we were hating anything. I mean, I think we were hating the fight.
Yeah.
And also hating on modern entertainment. But that's fine.
Yeah, that's the crazy part is like, you know, someone tweeted this at me and, you know, I feel for those people that, you know, it's really unfortunate. There's like literally no way to stop a YouTube video once you're watching it. I agree with that person. It's just so unfortunate. Once you hit play, you have to listen to
that's what I'm saying. It's our
everything
bad.
That happens.
It's our bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but then we made up for it the next episode. Actually, that was the funniest comment, as someone said on the next one. They said they just saw the bonus title and they were like, oh, is this because you guys kind of fucked us on the free episode this week? It's like,
nah.
How did we kind of fuck you? How is that?
Yeah, it was a light fucking, but also we just recorded really early. So in that respect, I will concede that we were boomer-esque because we were a bit, it was a little cranky.
It was a cranky app, but.
A cranky app. Sorry. A little cranky up. The only thing I think I really am curious about, you know, because people were like, oh, Jake took $1 million out and gave it to the fighters. I was like, $1 million ain't shit to that guy.
Yeah, but yeah. I was also thinking about that this weekend, and I was like, he definitely made some deal that got him more on the back end.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think... Yeah. He would ever do that out of the goodness of his own heart.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
It's all a campaign. Like, it's like, I just kind of shook my head because I'm like, yeah, you fell for it. The whole thing is a campaign. You know, someone said that he's causing like boxing organizations to rethink how they pay fighters. No.
They're rethinking how much to pay YouTube fighters.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know. In order for those fighters to get paid like that ever again, they're going to have to be on a Jake Paul card.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and if you don't think that headline made more people buy the fight, that's the whole point of that.
Yeah.
Is, oh, the fighter's getting paid more. I'm going to buy it now.
Yeah.
And then he gets more on the back end.
Yeah.
Because he's not taking as much up front, which is what you want.
Yeah.
Which is what, like, people, you know.
I don't, yeah.
He
don't,
wants you to think that.
Yeah, that's the main thing, you know? That, you know, and it's no one's, like, fault. Like, it's, like, it is not common knowledge that, you know, there's, like, there's minimum guarantees, but then there is back end. And I don't think people realize that for all these events, you know? And so it's all, you know, whatever, he got his money. You know, I think out of all the things people took issue with, I just think the craziest one to me was to actually believe fighting organizations are going to pay their fighters different after that fight. No.
Yeah, nah.
They let those guys get brain damage for, like, you know, like entry level salaries. And it's like, dude, in 20 years, we'll give you a good check. Yeah. I swear.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it's like, oh, but Jake Paul said we, what were we thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, he did what? out of the goodness of his own heart,
he gave $1 million out?
Wow.
No, that's actually what
guys,
it is.
Guys, maybe we should be rethinking how we pay our fighters.
All the boxing orgs hear about it. They're like, wait, that guy gave $1 million to the other fighters? Wow.
What a fucking idiot.
What a dumbass. Oh, wait, what's that? Oh, we got more on the back end. Oh, yeah, smart.
Oh,
smart.
Okay, yeah, smart.
Right. Okay, now we're talking about the, okay.
Oh, for the headlines. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what that shit's going to be.
Fellas, we should rethink
how we, you know.
Pay our fighters up front.
We're going to be paying our fighters up front. More money.
More.
Yeah, so I got my check and somehow it was less.
Yeah, so you didn't read that. It would have been this if you took the back end, but... But now you got more money up front, so...
How's that feel? Shit is dark, man.
Yeah. I mean, on a more positive fighting note, yeah. Patty the Batty, I think my new favorite fighting personality. Do you see this guy?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
So fucking funny.
Yeah, play this. This is...
What did I tell you? First round knockout, there's levels.
Knockout!
You know, a lot of people predicted the UFC turning into wrestling.
How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Lightwick!
Lightwick!
Lightwick! How do you like me now?
Yeah, you could cut this.
First round knockout!
Yeah, he said he was going to put Dana White in a headlock. By the way, someone sent me Dana White's story today of his dog licking his fucking bright red head, and it's the funniest shit ever.
Can you pull that up?
Yeah, if we can get to his story. I couldn't link it. I probably should have screen recorded it.
No, this guy's hilarious. I was on his page or his Instagram page or something like that, just watching like other interviews with him and shit like that. He's so naturally funny.
Yeah, Patty Pimblett, man.
So absurd.
Yeah, everyone thought like, you know, for a while, I shouldn't say thought. For a while, people have compared UFC to like, turning into WWE. And I think people have thought of it, or I'd see people put forward theories like, oh man, this shit has to be scripted or this shit has to be planned. Yo, yeah, play this. Fuck what I'm about to say. This is so funny.
So he gave her a kiss. It's
not whoops. That's interesting.
Fucking dog thinks it's a tomato or something.
Bro, yeah, someone was like, I bet that dog thought it was steak. That shit is so red, dude.
Why is his head so red?
The roids, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
When you make that much money, like, everything pisses you off. Once you get to a certain amount of rich, everything makes you angry.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You're not a nice guy anymore.
Yeah.
That's where Bezos is going.
Yeah.
His head's getting bigger. The more work getting done, his laugh is getting bigger. Give it 2 years. He's going to be as red as Dana. It's crazy that
I can't believe Dana's got that little ass fucking
dog. I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So great.
Yeah. And his big ass fucking body. That guy's really built like I don't even know, like a giant water bug or something. Like, I can't even think of anything with forearms that big besides like a Pokemon or something. I don't know why I study Dana's physique so much, but the dude is huge. Yo, speaking of three episodes in a row of the Pauls.
I know. It's like, I don't want to talk about them anymore. I don't.
Yeah.
And every single time.
The crypto scams is just, you know, and actually the Steph Curry tweet being like, oh, I'm new to crypto. Like, what should I get into? It's so cool that once you hit a certain level of celebrity, everyone just wants to try to make you more money.
I know. Wait, pull up the Reese Witherspoon one too. But click on the Steph Curry one.
Hey, Steph, we know you have $50 million.
No, see? Oh, yeah. Okay, I see. Just getting started in the crypto game. Okay. Y'all got any advice?
Wait, what's the top reply? This has got to be the buy Telcoin.
Buy Telcoin.
50 hours of homework.
Oh, jeez. Gary V.
On time, Gary. On time, Gary.
He's like, well, you should, first off, you should cut off your own dick.
Yeah. Steph, I want you to picture your family in a cement mixer.
Steph, I'd like you to give yourself paper cuts between your toes, all right?
Imagine we took all your dogs and we put them in a small cement mixer. You're the dink doink. What else we got, Marcus?
See, I thought that this tweet meant like I'm just getting started on my own crypto game.
Yeah.
Because he bought an NFT. So I thought he's like now in the Bored Ape Yacht Club. So I thought he was kind of like tuned in on what's been going on. So I thought he was pulling a Logan because Logan's new thing is Crypto Zoo, which is an NFT game. But the game hasn't been released yet.
And it's got Adobe stock images.
Yeah. So he tweeted and he was like, hey, I've been waiting for this moment for 7 months. Like my crypto game is finally here. And it's not.
Yeah.
First of all. And second of all, it's like apparently that's 7 months of development. And all they did is take stock images of animals, and Photoshop them to be part another animal.
What's even better is it's Adobe stock. So you get all that stuff with a monthly fee.
So you can just find that shit in Photoshop?
Yeah. It's not even like he like went and paid for individual uses on that. He's got like his editor has like a $50 a month Creative Cloud add-on subscription, and in Photoshop,
oh my God,
he just takes these images that are readily available. Like, it is hysterical that anyone thinks this dude is a nice guy. Like,
and he made $9 million, I think, on this.
Yeah, $1.9 million
in one day. Like on Monday or something like that.
Selling you stock images. You're a clown. Like, you're a clown if you think.
Just like.
It's baffling.
How does nobody see that this is just robbery?
Yeah. That dink doink.
It's like.
Oh, his other NFT project with all the, you know, Super Saiyan cards.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Just rinsing his people, man. You know what it is, dude? Logan Paul is just Fortnite.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Just selling skins and bogus shit. And it's all these like 10-year-olds who are just like swiping their parents' card.
Yeah, I see.
That's crazy. He's got 11-year-olds learning how to use MetaMask.
Yeah.
Dad, can you make a Coinbase account? I want to buy this stock.
What the fuck is Coinbase?
I want to buy this stock image from Adobe. I want to buy this Adobe stock from LoganPaul.com.
Yeah, it costs $4,000. What the fuck is $4,000? No, it's not, Dad. Okay, it's one ETH. Okay? I don't know what U.S. dollars are.
Oh, my God, dude. So funny. Like, one of these kids grows up, and in 20 years, he becomes a designer.
Yeah.
And he's searching Adobe stock because Adobe doesn't update worth shit,
yeah,
you know, over 20 years. Yeah. And he's going to type in Penguin, and he's going to be like, wait. Wait a second.
Hold on, I recognize that.
And he's going to have an existential crisis. I really burned my dad's college savings for me to buy this fucking picture with a long nose.
It's Crypto Zoo, dude. It's fun. It's not a panda. It's an elephanda.
It's not a penguin. It's a shanguin. Shark penguin.
Shanguin? It's a park.
Yeah, it's a park.
I just think, like, I know that, like, him and his boys all sit together and they're like, dude, there's so much money to be made on crypto right now.
Yeah.
And we are the ones making it, dude. We are taking advantage. And everyone that hates on it isn't taking advantage of the money that could be made.
Yeah.
It's essentially the same thing as being like, yo, our fans have, like, money. We could just beat the shit out of them on the street and take it.
Yeah.
Like, why aren't we doing that?
Yeah.
There's a lot of money to be made by just stealing it.
Yeah.
There's a ton of money, like, in banks and stuff.
Oh, man. And then you have like that weird facet of his fan base that won't buy it, but will be like, it's up to them to buy it. I didn't buy any.
Yeah.
It's like, what? The fuck? And that's just like
Crypto Zoo, baby.
And to
pull it up on OpenSea real fast.
And to be fair, you know, if they were to sit in a room and be like, oh, they're not taking advantage. They're right. They're right. We aren't. No one else is taking advantage of anyone.
Yeah.
That's what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
You're taking advantage of people. Crypto. Yeah.
Or just Google Crypto Zoo and see where the marketplace is or wherever you can mint these things.
I just think, you know, it's just more bizarro world stuff. Like, who would ever thought that, you know, the two dudes from Vine would grow up to do modern penny stocks? Like,
okay, so they haven't hatched yet.
Yeah.
No, but go back, like blow up that picture of the fucking panda cat. The fucking elephant with butterfly ears? Are you kidding me?
Hell yeah, dude.
This looks like, oh my God, this looks like an acid trip.
Yeah, what is the one in the middle? This looks like one of those pictures on Twitter where it like has no depth perception.
Yeah.
It's like a room with like things in it. Like, what is this? Is that a chair? Is that a fucking cockroach?
People ask me what it's like to be on shrooms. It's like this.
Yeah. Yo, that fucking cat panda. That is
thing, honestly, I gotta be honest, it's cute as hell.
No, it's not.
It's cute as hell, dude.
It looks like one of those books from Urban Outfitters that's like that you put like your finger into and it's like the tiny book about the penis or something. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It has like a little like sock puppet in the middle that you put your two fingers through, and it's like you have to like read a story. Yeah, niche ref, sorry. Yo, what is that? What is that?
You know what this looks like? Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, the one on the far right?
Yeah, that pug. What is that, dude? The pug duck?
This looks like a really bad, like, gas station calendar.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're on a road trip and you stop at some random gas station in, like, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And you walk in and the calendar's from 2018.
Yeah.
And it's, like, funny animals. And you're like, I'll buy this for someone for Christmas, maybe.
And the sad part is one of you bozos is going to look at this and go, well, I mean, he does have a big audience. Maybe if I just get in now and I can sell just like really quickly, I could make a little money on this. You will not. You might, you know. I might make a little bit.
Fucking pug chick?
Yeah, pug chick.
Pug duck?
Yeah, what is that?
What the fuck? Who would ever even think about combining those two animals?
It's just hilariously lazy.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, I want to buy 10. How much are they? Can we scroll
down? Floor is 0.3 right now.
Oh, yeah, it says it right there.
So you'd be crazy not to get in right now.
Yeah, you'd be crazy not to spend, what's Ethereum at as of now?
Oh, it's down 10% today, man. There's like a mini crypto crash today. I don't know what the fuck is happening, but Bitcoin too, down 10%.
Crypto is crashing? Surprise.
Yeah.
It's all right. It just goes back
because
up.
Of crypto zoo. That's why.
Yeah. But like, we got to get out of this.
Institutions and everything. Like, oh, fuck. This is a bad sign.
Dude, it's only $1,000 right now.
What?
And you potentially might get the pug duck.
Can you imagine how rare that thing's going to be?
Yeah, the pug duck?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, no one's going to have that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine in 10 years when you can show your friends in VR, I have the Logan Paul pug duck. They're going to go, oh, fuck, I wanted that one.
You have the puck?
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
What?
I was thinking, how do you combine the two?
You have Doug.
You have Doug?
Doug D'Amelio?
Wait, you have...
Yeah, what we call him? Bruce. Yeah, Bruce. Doug's his brother. No, Doug's the mom.
Dude, you have Dupug?
It's Bruce and Doug.
The Pug?
The Pug. You have Dupug?
You have Puguck? You have the Puguck?
Wait, you got the Pugguckuck 9000?
You got the Logan Paul Puguck? Babe, I'm having an existential crisis right now. We need to leave this party. This guy is the Puguck and like...
That's what did I tell you, babe? I want the Puguck.
That's what people are going to be saying in 10 years. You know, it's fucked up, man. I was right there, dude. I could have had the Puguck for $1,000. Mm-hmm. Now look at it. It's worth a bajillion Logan coins.
It's worth a bajillion dink doink. I'm so stupid.
I'm so dumb. So yeah, guys, TMG coin coming in the way. You know, we got a new crypto game coming. We got an NFT game coming.
We're going to do something, and it's going to be worse than all of these projects.
Yeah. We should just take like parody images of great art and sell that.
Yeah.
You know, like the Moaning Lisa. And it's her just like,
Yeah.
Hit it.
Oh, I got two going at the same time now.
This is the serum that turns it into the CLB Moaning Lisa.
This is the Picasso Pagasso.
Keep going.
Picasso.
Piscordo? Is that what you were about to say?
Piscordo, it could be.
Picasso?
Picasso.
Yeah. What else?
Moaning Lisa.
Moaning Lisa. Van Gogh to the polls. Van Gogh to the polls. Hell yeah, dude. I can't wait.
How about the Salvador Daldis?
Yeah. Yeah. Like that.
I mean, that's why people listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Fapson Pollock. They're Jackson Pollock paintings, but it's all cum.
Yeah, it's just Jackson Pollock.
Yeah. Get the Fapson Pollock. The Fapson Pollock rendition of the Paguck. that should be what we do. We just copy and paste this whole shit and we just call it Crypto Zoo 2.
Yeah, I like that.
Yo, this is the sequel to Crypto Zoo. Floor price.
We upgraded it.
Yeah, it's upgraded.
This one's way better.
And the floor price is 0.29.
Yeah. Yeah, get in now. You might get the Paguck 2. It's a pug with a duck bill.
Yeah.
The fucking beak.
God damn it, man. But you know, we just don't see the potential. That's all it is.
We should make this, but all the pictures are GIFs.
Yeah.
Or they're SVGs, whatever one like has sound.
Oh, yeah.
Little movies, and all the animals are going, kill me!
Yeah.
Kill me! I'm in so much pain, kill me!
You just, oh, these are cute. You hover over.
Ah! Why?
We release a serum, and it just kills the animal. You get a second NFT of the animal just scarred with acid and dead and decaying. You're like, whoa, kind of dark.
It's Crypto Zoo too.
Ow! Fucking hell.
Buy NFTs of your favorite TikTokers. It's Taylor Holder and Josh Richards combined.
Yeah. Just down the middle, stitched together. Fucking brain glued together. Both of them fighting for majority of the brain.
Get him out of me! Why do I hear his thoughts in my head?
Josh on one side. I don't want to be a boxer. It hurts. So the F1 race was this weekend.
How was that?
It sucked ass, honestly. Yeah. Yeah, it was like a little merry-go-round. Track wasn't good for passing. Oh, but Lewis's teammate, he's leaving.
Wait, Kimi is retiring?
Yeah, sweet talking point, dude. He is. Kimi Raikkonen, man. One of the funniest dudes on the grid. Kimi is sort of like what I'd imagine is the type of comedy we aspire to achieve. Like whenever they interview him, they'll be like, Kimi, where do you think like the car could be improved? And he'll be like, it could go faster.
I like that. So he's kind of like Patty the Batty.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, but a much more mellowed out version.
Like, did you see the interview with Patty where he's like, the host is, or the interviewer is like, so like, who do you want to call out? Do you want to call out to anyone? And he's like, just Instagram. Give me my fucking account back.
No, I didn't see that.
It was very funny.
Of course. Yeah, that dude is going to be major just off of his haircut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And all the comments were like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with his hair? What's his? It's like, no, just the fact that you're commenting on this means it's good.
It
means it's going to work to his advantage.
Yeah. It's actually like interesting you bring that up because I feel that MMA fans probably over the next 5 years are going to gradually become alienated from the sport, because I feel like more dudes like Patty are going to show up. Like Sean O'Malley, like, you know who Sean O'Malley is, because of like his 6'9" hair and his like crazy presentation. Like, that's what's going to get people to tune into MMA.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be being a great fighter.
Yeah.
Like, Izzy sells, but this shit, Izzy don't hit headlines like this. He has to like murder someone.
Yeah.
But this is all the time.
And you can tell how, because they're putting him in a bunch of shit now.
Yeah.
I don't even think he's that good.
No, I mean, he's solid.
But I'm saying, yeah, I know, but like, I'm saying, like, it almost seems to me as like an outsider kind of, you know, I semi-watch fighting, but like to me, it's like, oh, this guy's the next up-and-comer.
Yeah,
I think
they're
pitching him like that because they're like, he's a personality.
Definitely.
Play that.
So who would the man like to challenge then next?
Anyone who wants it. I'm not really calling anyone out. The only thing I want to call out is the company, Instagram. Give me my account back. Lizards. The man's arrived.
Give me a compact. Yeah, man.
So who's going to take Kimmy's place?
So Lewis's teammate Valtteri's leaving after like 5 years. And so he's going to go to Alpha. And then there's a young kid who's on the worst team, Williams, currently. They used to be a good team. He's going to take his place at Valtteri's place at Mercedes. So everyone's kind of like, oh shit, because George, the young kid, is like a super good driver. He takes the shittiest car and he makes it do things that he
knows how to work a car.
He makes that thing do things that you wish you could do. He makes that car scream in ways that you would never know.
Wish you could make your car scream.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing with that wheel. So it's gonna be interesting. But yeah, that's pretty much all the exciting shit from Formula One. Also, some dude sent me a picture. He's like, yo, Lewis is packing.
Oh, no. People send you weird shit.
Yeah, they do. Dude. Yeah. Well, F1 fans are a special kind of weird.
Yo, check out Lewis's package, dude.
Yeah.
Yo, have you seen Dana White's head recently?
Yeah. That's why the fucking name of Weird DMs, it's not like some like catchphrase that I came up with. I genuinely get odd ass DMs, dude. You know another odd one I got? Remember the dude who went on that whole campaign about how his girl like fucked Drake on a private plane. He was dating that singer.
Yep.
He's doing all the acrobatics and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't read it, but this person sends me these two Reddit threads and they're like, that dude apparently made all that up.
What?
So maybe they broke up, but she didn't like cheat on him with Drake. And I think he just did it supposedly to blow himself up. Really
weird.
Really weird way to do that.
Yeah. To blow up his parkour.
Yeah, blow up his parkour channel. What's up? I'm the guy whose girl cheated on him with Drake. And I'm climbing a 300-foot tower in Russia today. Yeah, apparently he made that all that shit up.
Damn, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
What about this milk Olympics?
Yeah, let's close it on some milk Olympics.
Yeah,
man.
Let's see what we got here.
The best new tradition in college athletics. Milk Monday.
Milk Monday.
1,000 people in a church parking lot watching milk chugging competitions. They have referees, MCs, in trunks like wrestlers, and puke. A lot of puke. The champions get glory. The losers get pushed out on wheelchairs.
That's my favorite part, Dan.
It's awesome. The best new tradition
it's
in college.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
I like how the creators of TikTok made sure that the text-to-speech on Monday was appealing to the Midwest. Monday.
Milk Monday.
Milk Monday.
Milk Monday.
Yeah.
I love me a good Milk Monday.
Oh, yeah. We used to do Milk Mondays.
Yeah.
We used to do Milk Monday in the parking lot of this church.
Milk Monday.
To y'all, this is a church. To me, this is Milk Monday. I went to school here, and I moved back, and I don't know.
We got some good days now. We got Fuck It Friday.
Milk Monday.
Pegging Thursday.
Yeah. Well, no, now it's just pegging and perpetuous pegging.
Okay.
Just forever.
I like that.
How crazy would it have been if the cover of CLB was just a strap-on? I was like, what? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I have to piss so bad.
I was trying to think of like a, you know what's crazy about the Milk Monday thing is that's like, you know, the wee for a wee. Oh yeah, everyone gave us a lot of follow up on that too. Those radio hosts knew what was going on.
What do you mean?
Like people were warning them, like, yo, someone could die from this, and they're like, oh, who gives a shit?
Really?
Yeah, it was hold your wee. Yeah, yeah.
So she died because she was holding her pee.
Yeah.
And drank too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's not funny.
It's definitely not funny.
That's not funny at all. It's tragic, actually.
It's awful.
Oh, man, it's horrible, you know?
It would be really horrible if your bladder fucking exploded right now.
Not funny. That was a mother, okay?
Yeah.
Not funny.
Yeah, no, that's awful.
No, it is actually really funny.
Do you think her kids hold their blood? No.
Oh, jeez. Okay. No, wait, who did that?
It wasn't me. It was not me.
It'd be funny to go for the laugh track one time. That's a good one, dude.
Hold on. And it's hitting more.
I'm trying to end it. I'm trying to turn it off.
Well, rest in peace to Miss Wee for a Wee.
Yeah, it's sad, but.
Well, guys, it's time to roll into the bonus episode. Let's give them a little flavor of what's coming up in the bonus, man.
Well, after the break.
Weird horror TikToks, Red Bull plane between tunnel ellipsis, Cinderella's horrible.
And that's it. So that's all we got. So it's going to be a weird one. And of course, is on patreon.com/tinymeatgang, as always. One new bonus episode every week.
Yeah. Oh, wait, we forgot. Pastor gets peed on by congregation. Wow.
Wow, that should be cool.
Ended on that.
And some trivia.
All right, go wee.